Thank you and good morning. Eureka police officers arrested 37-year-old Eureka resident Jamie Christie on Thursday in connection with an injury hit-and-run incident on Wednesday evening. Police suspect Christie was headed southbound on Booner Street when he ran the stop sign at J Street and slammed into a VW Jetta containing a 46-year-old driver and a juvenile female. Both the driver and passenger suffered injuries in the crash and were taken to the hospital for treatment. Witnesses report that Christie then fled the scene in his damaged pickup truck. That truck was located parked behind Christie's residence on Huntoon Street. An officer searched Christie's residence per his probation status, but he had fled from there as well. On Thursday, officers located and arrested Christie, and he was booked into county jail on felony hit-and-run, driving on a suspended license, and probation violation charges. The California Highway Patrol submitted charges to the DA's office in the case of a traffic collision in May that claimed the life of a 13-year-old boy. On May 18th, 19-year-old Kashkoa Rice of Hoopa was driving a Jeep Cherokee westbound on State Route 299 with five passengers. She began to use her cell phone, lost control of the vehicle, and struck a guardrail along the south side of the roadway. 13-year-old Walter Moon of Hoopa was in the rear cargo area without a seatbelt, and he was ejected from the vehicle. Moon suffered major injuries and was airlifted to Children's Hospital in Oakland, where he succumbed to those injuries. As a result of the investigation, the CHP has submitted charges against Rice for misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter, operating a vehicle with an unbelted juvenile occupant, and operating a handheld cell phone while driving a motor vehicle. The sheriff's office responded to College of the Redwoods on Thursday after receiving a report of an assault. Deputies arrived on scene and contacted the victim, who explained that he was involved in an argument with his roommate, 36-year-old Greg Bill. The argument escalated and Bill struck the victim in the head with a guitar. Deputies located Bill and he was arrested and booked into jail on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. The Arcata City Council will meet next month to select the city mayor and vice mayor. Unlike Eureka, which holds an election to determine its new mayor, Arcata City Council members themselves will select one member to serve in each position. City Manager Randy Mendoza explains the selection process.
And that is statutorily the December 10th of every year is when our city council meets to select a new mayor, new vice mayor, and then the council members decide which committees and JPA memberships that each would take on.
Mendoza went on to say that
usually one council member nominates another council member. The Brown Act prohibits them from talking about this with a quorum. So sometimes one council member might talk to another council member if they hadn't talked to others, but you never know.
And while the position of mayor is determined internally, city council members are elected by Arcata residents. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Area 1 Agency on Aging has been dealing with seniors concerned with rumored changes to Medicare under the Affordable Care Act and the state version of the Health Insurance Exchange covered California. President Maggie Kraft of the agency said that seniors who have Medicare coverage have no worries and the new law will not affect them at all. Congressman Jared Huffman spoke on the floor of the House and addressed some of the issues those who will have to sign up have faced and that implementing a massive new federal program takes time.
We know the ACA rollout has not been perfect. We knew all along a reform of this magnitude would require some adaptive management. It happened with Social Security and Medicare, but we worked together to improve those cornerstones of our social safety net, not tear them down.
Huffman also said that for Californians, things are working out well.
But let's tell the whole story, including the good parts of this law. In California, we are on track to meet our enrollment goals. Tens of thousands of people already enrolled. I'm hearing countless good news stories about the ACA. I hope my Republican colleagues will join in fixing the problems with this law and giving it a chance to work. There are too many good things happening because of health care reform to go back to the old way of doing business.
If you have questions about the health care law, check coveredca.com. And that's the news on this frosty Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.